The clock is ticking. We don't have time. If we wait until the regular legislative session starts in January, doesn't end till June, the laws won't take effect till September 1st, 2027. That's over a year away. We don't have a year. We got to get on this now.
Welcome to Yolitics This Week, everybody. Jason Wheeler here, flying solo. Thankfully, this week, I don't have to worry about having any fights with my usual co-host, Jason Whiteley, because he's nowhere to be found this week. And it's a good thing because, you know, again, no fights between the two of us, because this episode, man, we've got all kinds of fights going on here, and all of them have to do with AI. Just wait until you hear our second guest today. Please stick around for that. It is Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, and he is going off about AI data centers here in Texas, and not just about the data centers, but specifically about a fellow Republican, Governor Greg Abbott, who he says are responsible for a lot of these data centers and the issues that they are creating. He's calling on the governor to do something about it and not wait until later, get it done right now. And he is not mincing any words. I haven't heard a statewide Republican go after another statewide Republican here in Texas like this in quite some time. So stick around for that here in just a few minutes. First, though, we're going to get to the first fight, and that is in San Marcos, which is a beautiful place just south of Austin. If you haven't been to the city of San Marcos, you should check it out. A beautiful river that goes through it there. You got the university. Well, they don't want data centers in their city, and we've been hearing that from, you know, a number of cities, not only here in Texas, but across the country. We've heard from counties as well who've tried to limit or stop these. They have been popping up all over the place, all around Texas. Pew Research keeps a tally of these humongous developments, and they figure that we are second in the country behind Virginia for the number of data centers that are operational or planned. They say that we have 500, almost 500, I think it's 466 of them that are currently operating or in the planning stages, which is an enormous amount here in just the state of Texas. So recently in San Marcos, they held a vote. And by one vote there in city council, they decided to ban data centers within the city. And it is now going to be a test case going forward. We spoke with City Councilwoman Amanda Rodriguez, who spearheaded this whole effort. And we got her on the line from San Marcos to talk to us a little bit more about this. Here's what she has to say. Councilwoman Rodriguez, thanks so much for being here with us to discuss this. June 16th was a big day in San Marcos. It was a close vote, 4-3, but San Marcos has now become the first Texas city to outright ban data centers. I know this was an initiative that you pushed from the very beginning, so that had to be satisfying, but I'm sure that you also saw almost immediately the reporting in the Texas Tribune that Republican State Senator Paul Bettencourt is planning to challenge the city's authority to do this. We've also seen counties across the state that have attempted to do this and then changed their minds after they received big lawsuits. Are you all girding for the fights ahead there in San Marcos?
I thank you for the opportunity to be here. You know, I think ultimately it comes to a decision by the council whether or not we continue to take the fight into the court should it require that response. But I can tell you, for me personally, absolutely. I think it's ultimately within our authority, which is why I propose the amendment. We are a home rule city. And despite state preemption and all of the things in which the state legislature has done over the last decade to take that authority away from cities, I can't see why this is not within our authority. And so if we need to be the precedent-setting case, for me personally, if it was up to me, I'm ready for it. And I think it's what our people want. So it's imperative for us to take it to the next step.
So San Marcos is now a test case as we go forward here. A lot of cities around the state and counties, for that matter, are watching closely to see what their next step should be, you know, based upon what happens with you all. Have you all been hearing from other municipalities around the state?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you, since the vote, I have had people from all across Central Texas, lawmakers from across Central Texas, from down south. They want to know, they're watching it closely. They want to see how long and whether this sticks. It's making them eager. It is telling people, it is showing lawmakers the authority in which and the ways in which we can accomplish what our people want. And so absolutely, people are eager. They are looking to emulate, and I have had no indication otherwise.
And have you all heard anything directly from state leaders?
We have not. We have not. I know that the Texas Tribune reporting said that Senator Betancourt was going to reach out to our city. It is my knowledge that has yet to happen. Normally, when there is concern, the state is pretty swift. And so the timing and the delay is making this a whole lot more interesting.
So let's say you have the ear right now, though, of State Senator Paul Betancourt or the governor or the lieutenant governor. What is your message to them on this?
You know, I was actually happy to see that the governor is starting to listen. And so if I had an ear, I think really the reason for this was not to challenge, but to rather raise a red flag that something is wrong. And so the hope is that state lawmakers can look at what we're doing, not with eagerness to challenge it, but to actually understand why. And that is that people are desperately wanting something to be done. We cannot say that we want to be the data center capital of the world and not prioritize the infrastructure necessary first. It is cart before the horse. And so if I had it, we have a chance come January with this next legislative session to respond. We have a chance to invest in infrastructure. We have a chance to regulate these things. And I'm sorry, but if anything is less than a priority to that, you're wasting people's time. People want action. They do not want you to challenge the cities who are acting.
We've seen pushback to data centers in other areas by citizens and by local leaders here in Texas. What was it that elevated this issue specifically in San Marcos to the point where the city took this unprecedented action?
Our people. I can tell you, we spent hearing after hearing after hearing, hours in here, 8, 9, 10 hours of hearings. We had over 500 people over the course of months come into our chambers. They had town halls. Our entire community was in uprising over this issue. It was fully the people. I can't sit here and say that it was just me as a council member. It was community driven, and my colleagues heard it and they listened, thankfully.
And did those same people, were they responsible for pushing this over the top after initially, earlier this year, it failed by one vote, but then it came back in June and it actually passed by one vote? Was that the people?
Absolutely. You know, I think I've said it before. It is my job to listen to the people. I have one of the easiest jobs in the world, should I be able to listen. They were clear. It didn't matter whether time had passed, they would still come. They were emailing us. They were texting us. They were calling. They were doing anything that they could to raise awareness. So, this win is wholly attributed to the people. And I think that's what I want state lawmakers to know. This was not a reactionary decision by myself as a lone council member. It was in response to the demands of our people. And I was happy to listen.
Councilwoman Rodriguez, you mentioned that we've seen a trend in recent years of the state legislature pulling back powers from local government. There's been speculation that because of this, we may see state government in this next legislative session possibly try to move to strip cities of the power to do this. Are you concerned about that?
I think that's a concern every municipality has every time the session meets, regardless of this issue. I can tell you, in talking with lawmakers across the different municipalities, we expect that every time they gavel in for a legislative session every 2 years, that there are further powers stripped away each time. And so now it's a matter of the time we have in between each session. Do we want to sit here and utilize the tools that we still have? Or do we want to sit here and govern in fear? And I refuse to govern in fear. And so, yes, it's absolutely a thought in the back of my head. But again, the fight continues. And if that means that we have to take it to the state capitol, then we take it to the state capitol.
We heard from Governor Abbott. He was a major booster of AI data centers as late as I believe it was November of last year. He touted Texas as, quote, the epicenter of AI development. And just in the past month here, he has been changing his tone, now calling for regulations and legislation to, quote, shield Texans from data center infrastructure costs and asking legislators to repeal the sales tax exemption for data centers. You mentioned earlier that you feel like the governor is listening, in your words. Are you heartened by this, and do you think that this has some sway there in Austin?
As somebody who's worked in the legislature before, cautiously optimistic. Cautiously optimistic. I think the nonpartisan nature, though, of the opposition could be a turning point. I think this issue, compared to a lot of issues I've been familiar with and worked around, feels different in that way. This is not a partisan issue. This is very much, people view it as a human issue. They want the infrastructure to be able to survive, and that's water, that's clean air, that's a safe place to live. They want that prioritized over the profits for corporations and the like. And so the governor really has an opportunity to either listen to the people or continue to govern in a way that is purely profit-based and not actually focusing on the people, in which we should be as lawmakers. So cautiously optimistic.
When you say nonpartisan, so they're in San Marcos. Have you heard from people opposing these data centers vociferously who are Democrat, independent, Republican? Have you heard from all the above?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would even argue people who aren't even engaged in politics. I'll say that has been the biggest surprise, not even just the nonpartisan nature. It's the people who, this is the first issue that has compelled them to get involved because they are so disheartened at what they're seeing across the country. That is huge in terms of engagement. And so I'm happy about that. We need more people following along. And so absolutely, I think that's why I continue to be amazed at this issue.
What's your thought about the agriculture secretary here in Texas, Sid Miller, coming out here in recent days and calling on the governor publicly to not just address this in a legislative session next year, but to actually call a special session right now to get in front of this? What's your thought about that?
I can tell you, I read Commissioner Miller's first letter that he penned about this issue, and I was deeply surprised, but also deeply appreciative. I think, again, it's a change in tone, but also it gets at what I was talking about earlier. People are not seeing this as a left versus right issue. It's affecting all of us. And I think that letter by the commissioner, that call by the commissioner, further solidifies that. And I hope to see more of that. It takes a certain level of courage to challenge and go against the grain. And so I did. I looked at that with admiration. I did.
Now, you all don't have any data centers in San Marcos right now. And again, this ban is in place to prevent any from coming. But you've got them right outside the city limits. They are knocking on the door. What's the biggest concern with that?
You know, my biggest thing right now, as somebody who represents a city, is figuring out next legislative session what we can do to help our counties. Our counties should be able, there has to be a balance struck in terms of property rights, but also protecting and controlling growth. And so advocacy for me has to be for our counties. My heart goes out to them, that the fact that they do not have the same tools that we do. And so, you know, but we're all interconnected. Our infrastructure, our water, our air does not see these fictitious lines that are geographical boundaries. And so my solidarity with them has to be resolute.
I was going to ask you, hasn't that affected you all as a city, even though it's not in the city limits, but right next to it?
Absolutely. For people who don't know, we were actually, there was a planned data center, 200 acres it would have spanned in our city. But now you have a data center adjacent to us that is actually seeking to buy reclaimed water so that they can start their operations. And so, you know, when you see that from a city side, it makes you question, did they ever have the infrastructure necessary in the first place? Are we the backup? And so it's still affecting us. This is still an ongoing conversation, and I'm keeping a close eye on it along the way.
Okay, so the most talked about possibility for a challenge to San Marcos doing this is HB 2127, which was passed back in 2023, also known as the Death Star Bill by its opponents. Basically, it took aim at progressive policies in Texas cities, preventing them from enacting ordinances that go further than state law does. It allows any citizen to sue a city to challenge them if it feels like they've gone too far. Is that the biggest threat that San Marcos is facing here right now?
I think so. I worked the session where that was passed, and I can tell you when we were staffing that bill, I don't think any of us at that time truly understood the devastation that that bill would carry. And so seeing it from a municipal side, it is in the back of our mind a concern, yes. But what for the people who don't know, that bill has not been successfully challenged in court. It hasn't. We haven't actually tested it. And so, like I said earlier at the beginning, if my counsel so chooses, and that's the threat and the bill that's going to be used to challenge us, then let's see what we can do and set that precedent.
You may be the test case.
We may be. We may be.
Let me ask you about 2025's House Bill 2559. That's been brought up as well. That restricts the
Right.
ability of a municipality to issue an indefinite moratorium on certain types of property developments. That's been threatened as well. What's your thought on that one?
I find that to be a little bit more loose of a thought, quite frankly. This is not a moratorium. We did it through our land development code. And so we made it a prohibited use versus, outright banning it via an ordinance. And so, again, I welcome any critique, but sometimes I just don't think that one has as much teeth, just to be frank.
Can I just get your thought on this number here? Pew Research a few months ago put out some information of 296 existing data centers just in Texas, with 170 more planned in this state. 466 in total, that would be. That is second only to Virginia. When you hear those numbers, what jumps to your mind?
What jumps to my mind is the fact that I've spent the last two or three legislative sessions listening to committees where people in the community, in various communities, whether that's municipal, whomever, including lawmakers, raising red flags about our lack of infrastructure in terms of water, in terms of electricity. And so when you hear that reoccurring concern and no action truly accompanying that, and then we're over here welcoming all of these things in that drain each of those resources. What are we doing? It makes no sense. It's nonsensical. And so it's frustrating. Again, that is the premise of all of this, is why are we being reactionary and not preparing for the growth that's inevitable? And we are not prepared. And that is terrifying, not only to me as a policymaker, but to our community members as well. What does our future look like?
But proponents of this say this is the wave of the future, and Texas should be in on that. It should be, as the governor said, the epicenter.
Right. Again, I think sometimes what I've realized is policymakers are a bit out of touch with the communities in which they serve. And when I talk to your average everyday person, they're not asking to be the epicenter for a data center. They're asking to be the epicenter for good health care, for good paying jobs, for good wages, for all of those things. These things do not bring those promises. They're not fulfilling the promises that we should be keeping as lawmakers. And so I think it's a misprioritization of what we should be doing as a state.
Two other quick things here for you. Critics have said that this adds to local business community. It adds to the tax base where these big data centers go in. Are you worried about losing that there in San Marcos?
I think economic development is an important tool that every city should focus on. It's what keeps us running, and I absolutely agree. But I don't think that being pro-business makes us, as lawmakers, have to approach everything with a ubiquitous yes. It takes a level of caution and consideration. And so, in terms of growth, I know there was a statement made that we look like we are closed for business. We are not. What we do, what we, the way we approach economic development is making sure that we can have the buy-in from our people. And regardless of purported tax benefits and what have you, when your people don't want something, they don't want it. And it's not my job to force feed them. And I truly believe there are other ways in which we as a city can welcome in good business and be prosperous. This doesn't have to be our everything.
You touched on that last thing I was going to ask you, that comment that it shows that San Marcos is closed for business. You don't think this is going to discourage investment from other big developments that may be eyeing San Marcos?
I don't. I don't. I think we are a beautiful community. And I think when it comes to, again, when it comes to bringing the development in and having the buy-in from our people, we're seeing good jobs being offered here. We're seeing companies interested still. And so, no, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that one bit. I reject that.
Well, we will all keep watching what happens in San Marcos. Again, it has become the first Texas city to ban data centers. Councilmember Amanda Rodriguez, thanks so much for being with us here today. I know that this is a really busy time. We really appreciate the discussion.
I appreciate your interest. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we're going to keep on watching those potential fights that come out of the San Marcos actions there, banning data centers. Meantime, as promised, more fighting here on Yolitics today. And this is the one that I was telling you about up top with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller just really taking it to governor, Greg Abbott, here, telling him, hey, we got to do something about these data centers, and we can't wait like you want to. We need to get this done right now. We spoke with Commissioner Miller, and he was all fired up about this, and here's that. Commissioner Miller, thanks so much for being with us here. Really appreciate it. This week, you called on Governor Abbott to immediately call a special session to deal with the ways to put a check on these big data center developments that we've been seeing all across Texas. Can you explain why you think it is that we need to have an emergency session of the legislature right now instead of waiting until they're in their regular session in January to deal with this? You say the clock's ticking.
The clock is ticking. We don't have time. If we wait until the regular legislative session starts in January, doesn't end till June, the laws won't take effect until September 1st, 2027. That's over a year away. We don't have a year. We got to get on this now. Electricity, our highest peak load was in 2023 in the summer. We used 85 gigawatts. Just the current one, if we don't allow any more, just the current data centers, if they all go online, almost 500 gigawatts, more than five times our capacity. That dog won't hunt. We can't do that. We've got to do something now. We can't wait over a year to do something. I first called on Governor Abbott to do a one-year moratorium. And that would have allowed the legislature to meet, address this problem, and get some perimeters around it, some guardrails. He didn't do that. So the only move left to address this in a timely fashion is a special legislative session, a 30-day session. We can enact the laws within 2 weeks of that. So in 6 weeks, we could have some guidelines. We could have some oversight, some regulation, some guardrails around this phenomenon problem. They're taking all of our water, depleting our water resources. We're going to overload our grid. They're taking up our valuable farmland. They're driving up real estate rates unnecessarily. They're driving up rental rates in these towns where these data centers are going up. There's a lot of problems with this that need addressing. We just can't turn a blind eye to it anymore. So special session is the only weapon we've got left.
So, Commissioner Miller, the governor last year was a big booster of these data centers. He said that Texas was the epicenter of AI. But just this month, he called on legislators to do some things here to put some checks in place and regulate energy and water usage and to remove that sales tax that has encouraged so many of these big that sales tax break for these big developments that has encouraged so many of them and has cost this state so much money. So we have seen a change in tone there from the governor on this issue.
Well, the governor recruited him here, gave him, you know, $1.3 billion in tax abatements. If he really wants to do what he's saying, he needs to call a special session because the legislature can't do it on their own. They're going to have to meet and pass some, some regulations on this industry. And September of 2027 is too late. So he needs to take his own advice, call a special. If he really wants to do what he just said, then he's going to have to call a special session so these guys can get to work and do what the governor's asking to do.
So, Commissioner Miller, this was one of the more, I think, interesting calls that I've seen from a top-ranked Republican in this state aimed at the governor in this state. And I think the most pointed reference in here was, you said, is Governor Abbott genuinely committed to slowing this unchecked expansion, or is he sending a signal to data center developers, their investors, and campaign contributors that they still have a window to accelerate projects so they can be grandfathered in before the legislature has the opportunity to act? That's not very subtle there. Are you alleging that that's what the governor's been doing here?
Well, right now, with short of calling a special session, that's exactly what he's doing. It's a wink and a nod to his campaign supporters that they're going to be grandfathered in. He's going to give them plenty of time to get done what they need to do. The only way that you get around that and stop it is a special legislative session. He even told the ERCOT, you know, to approve these electric connections in batches. Quit doing them one by one. Just put them all in there and approve them all at once, in batches. So he's talking out both sides. He's actually burning the candle at both ends, and his fingers are going to get burnt in the middle because they're going to meet, and he's going to have to pay the price. He can't play both ends and win on both counts. It's just not going to happen. So hopefully he'll call a special session so we can act on this. He's a politician. He knows that he's going to lose an election if he keeps promoting AI data centers. So he's done an about face, but it's kind of with a wink and a nod, short of a special legislative session. These AI data centers keep rolling, unfettered, unchained, uncontrolled, at least until September of 2027.
Now, I reached out to the governor's office today about this. I specifically talked about that paragraph of yours that I just read out to you there, and they didn't make any comment about that. I asked them about your idea about a special session. They didn't comment about that either. They just referred me back to his previous comments from earlier this month where he's calling for more restrictions to be placed when the legislature meets again in January. Does that surprise you?
No, that's exactly, you know, he's passing the buck. He doesn't really want to do it, or he'd do it now. He'd do it today. He knows that the legislature, and it's going to be tough. It'd be lucky if they pass anything, actually, because these data centers got lots of money. They've hired lots of lobbyists. They bought off a lot of politicians, and it's hard, you know, for them, some of them, not for me. I always try to do the right thing no matter what it costs, and he's just kicking the can down the road, hoping he can get reelected. But I think it's going to blow up in his face. If he doesn't call his special session, his campaign is going to be in jeopardy. The Republicans should own this issue, not the Democrats. The Democrats are on this issue. They're right on this issue. They want to stop the data centers. Republicans need to lead on this. We need to protect our consumers. We need to protect our rural Texans. We're not doing it. And we're going to cede that to the Democrats, and we're going to lose a lot of elections in the fall.
Can you talk a little bit about what this is like in rural Texas? I mean, aren't there some people who like this? I mean, they're getting a lot of money for their land. Some of these municipalities or local governments there are getting a lot of money in tax base there. Don't some people like this?
Well, the locals are given tax abatements, so they're not really collecting the taxes. They hope to somewhere down the road. Individuals selling land at high prices, those individuals like it, but their neighbors hate it, and the community hates it. And the town hates it, and the county hates it. And commissioners are going to be thrown out of office on their ear for allowing this to happen. So will city councilmen that are backing this. This is the most serious subject in Texas right now.
So are you getting an earful every time you're out in rural Texas right now about this issue?
Two issues that take up my whole day, screw worms and data centers. That's the two issues that everybody's concerned with.
And not in that order?
No, sir. Data centers are by far in the front.
Interesting. Did you try to reach out to the governor personally about this to tell him, hey, why don't you call a special session? Why'd you choose to do it this way where you did it publicly?
Well, you know, I always reach out to the governor, reach to his staff. I've never even got a meeting in 12 years with the man. He won't meet with me. He won't reply to my emails, never returns a phone call. Zilch, crickets. I doubt that he does anything different. It's just like when you ask him questions, they didn't answer. So he never answers other statewide elected officials. He's, you know, he tries to, you know, blow it off and hope no one will notice.
How odd is it to you that this completely aligns you with the Democratic nominee, Clayton Tucker, who is up against Republican Nate Sheets to take your seat in the November election? Tucker's made this a central issue in his campaign. Does that feel strange to you that you're right there with him?
I was on this issue a year ago, long before Tucker even thought about filing to run for office. So if you'll remember, late last spring, early summer, I came out with agriculture freedom zones so we could corral these data centers from taking up our agriculture farmland, our very best farmland. So I didn't join the Democrats, but they're joining me because we're right on the issue. This is a nonpartisan issue. It's doing what's right for Texas. So no, I haven't joined in. I'm not helping the Democrats. I'm not going to campaign for the Democrats. I'm not going to endorse any Democrats, but I am going to fight for Texans and especially rural Texans against these overburdensome data centers that are taking the water and electricity in their land.
So nonpartisan issue, you say, but you're warning your party that the Democrats are right on this one and could make some hay out of this in November.
Oh, they will. We better get on the bandwagon and get this stopped. And our leader, Greg Abbott, has the power to do it. No one else has the power to do that but Greg Abbott.
So you put out this letter to him saying, call this special session now, if not yesterday. You haven't gotten any response from the governor, but have you gotten response from anybody else in state government?
Well, I think this is, you know, this is about my 15th or 20th interview, so it's getting a lot of attention. I talk to legislators all the time, constant contact with them. We still work with them every day. I'm going to work up to the last minute of the last day. I'm doing my job up until January the 1st. Believe me, I'm still working hard, and we are in constant contact with the rest of the Texas delegations.
Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, thanks as always for the conversation. I'm not going to keep you from that inviting pool right there behind you at the ranch. That's one of the best shots I think I've ever seen in a virtual interview.
Maybe some other time. I've still got lots of work to do today.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.